So, Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
So you've done a bunch of these quizzes, right?
Yes, and what a journey of self-discovery it's been.
Did you figure out which billionaire you are?
I have.
And?
Well, duh, Oprah.
I'm George Soros.
You're a currency speculator with a heart of gold, and I'm God, so I think I win.
Which public radio host are you?
I am, and you may be about to discern a trend, Audie Cornish. So yes, I'm black, I'm female, and I'm proud.
I'm Ira Glass. I'm always Ira Glass. And the rest of the staff took it, and they were almost entirely Glenn Washington. So there you go. Which one really surprised you?
The one that kind of shook me to the foundations of my being was my Disney character.
Which Disney princess you are?
I was thinking, you know, Ariel, the Little Mermaid, or Sleeping Beauty. No, turns out, Rapunzel. I just wasn't prepared for that.
All right. Now, apparently, one of the most popular quizzes ever, some 30 million people have taken it, is which country are you?
Mm-hmm.
Which country are you?
It's actually surprisingly close to my actual roots. It's Lithuania. But I don't know if it's like Lithuania or Litvak, Eastern European Jew Lithuania. Those are two very different places that happen to share boundaries. Yeah, I am a Baltic state.
There you go.
And you, Brooke?
Well, I'm Taiwan. And I thought it was because I picked as my favorite food the dim sum. So I changed it to the homemade meat pie. But it turned out I'm still Taiwan. And I wanted to know which Shakespeare character I was.
Uh-huh. Can I guess?
Sure.
It's Falstaff.
You know, if they hadn't had you put gender in there, I think that would have been true. But PBS offered the test, and I got Rosalind. And BBC offered the test, and I got Beatrice. Bob, take the which ousted Arab Spring dictator are you test now. Read it out and just do the answers really fast without thinking.
All right. So it says choose a resource to exploit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give you a forest. They give you oil, chickens.
Yeah, turkeys. I picked that one.
I'm just going to go with water. Choose a social network to censor. You know, Twitter is so obvious and Facebook. I'm going with LinkedIn because I just find it the most annoying. Choose a disgruntled demographic. Oh, where does one start? You know, nobody ever went wrong clicking on Islamists. Choose a loaded term. Coup, civil war, uprising, revolution, traitors. My favorite, foreign intervention. Erdogan and Putin have been using it, and it seems to be hot. Choose a TV channel to blame. This is funny. There's six possibilities, and four of them are Al Jazeera.
One is Al Arabiya, and one is CNN. I pick CNN.
I'm going with Al Jazeera.
Okay.
So now I have an answer.
Yeah.
It appears that the ousted Arab Spring ruler I am is Ali Abdullah Saleh, forced out of the presidency of Yemen.
Aha. Uh-huh. I was Mohammed Morsi.
The question is, what, if anything, have we learned besides the fact that we can squander a half an hour of time?
Yeah, but I already knew that.
Clicking boxes on BuzzFeed.
Now, you did get bored by these, right? You couldn't spend your whole life doing these. So why do you think they're so popular?
I think they're popular because no matter what the answers are, they're about you. And it's fun having attention paid to you. If only by an algorithm. It creates the illusion of being significant. So what's not to like?
Thanks for joining me, Oprah.
Oh, thank you for quizzing me, Brooke. And I meant that Falstaff remark in the kindest possible way.
Talk to you next week.
Later, Gator.
Before we go to the credits, you should know that we have our own quiz now. Find out which 19th century media baron you are. Just go to onthemedia.org.
That's it for this week's show on the media. It was produced by Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurkhman, Chris Neary, Laura Mayer, Mira Sharma, and Kimmy Regler. We had more help from Cameron Lindsay and Sam Dingman, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Greg Rippon.
Katya Rogers is our executive producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.